ABC News.
Professor Karen Camphell is the Director of Research at Cancer Council New South Wales, and she joins us now. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sandy.
We spend, I know you're saying, $6 billion a year on cancer, or that's what it costs our health services. Who makes the decision about which cancers get what?
Yes, well, our system actually has a very thorough method for assessing the safety, effectiveness and cost effectiveness of any cancer treatment. But I think the new study that we've put out today just provides updated estimates on, if you like, the aggregate effect of all those approvals of new treatments. And I think the other thing we have to keep in mind, as you say, we have an ageing population, but we also have these great improvements in cancer survival all the time. And so it actually means we've got more than a million people living with cancer in Australia now. So clearly that's going to put a significant burden on our health services by itself.
Indeed, and as I mentioned, lung cancer is the leading cause of the cancer deaths, yet it doesn't get as much funding from either governments in the federal sphere or in the state sphere. Why is that?
Well, I hope that's changing. And I think one of the clear implications of our research today is that the costs of cancer are really attributable to four or five big cancers, if you like, from that perspective, some of the most common cancers, lung cancer, breast cancer, bowel cancer and prostate cancer. And I think this points to the need for prevention. So in the case, for example, for lung cancer, I think increased strategies for developing and delivering great tobacco control messages is really, really important.
Now, when we take a look at our ageing population, there's no one who can deny that as we age, we are more susceptible perhaps to cancers in this country. But there are other contributing factors as well, aren't there?
Yeah, well, look, I think what we're seeing actually is this explosion in successful treatments, which are becoming more and more targeted. And so you see particularly, I think, more and more approvals for drugs and devices. And I think what we've been able to do is really characterise, as I said, the aggregate effect of that. And I think the other thing to keep in mind is that the cost of cancer to our system depends not only on the type of cancer, but it depends on the phase of care. So one of the things we were able to look at is when those costs are incurred. And again, perhaps unsurprisingly, some of the major costs are incurred in the first year of diagnosis as people are undergoing that initial treatment. And also, unfortunately, at the end of life where many people undergo hospitalisation.
And you mentioned, Professor, the hundreds of thousands of people who are currently living with cancer in Australia. What does, say, an individual's treatment cost them on average?
Well, that's a really important question, Sandy, and our study didn't address it directly. But what we know is that the complete cost of cancer to the society is actually, you know, probably by quantifying the health services costs as we've done, we've only captured about a third to a half of that total cost. So we know that patients and their families bear a significant burden of costs, and that's things like time off work. That's things like childhood childcare for when they're undergoing treatment, and transport and accommodation, particularly for rural patients. So I think that's another really important area where we actually need better data on the out-of-pocket costs for patients as well.
And I suppose what we take away from our conversation this morning is that the cost of cancer care in Australia is increasing, and we need to address that.
We need to address it. And again, I think the big message is prevention. So both from a research perspective, as you alluded to, but also in, you know, really, I think, emphasising the importance of not only lifestyle factors, so that's quitting smoking, trying to keep a healthy body weight and limiting alcohol, for example, but also I think it's really important, one message I'd like to put out there today is that we have three amazing cancer screening programs in this country. We have the cervical and breast cancer screening programs for women and the bowel screening program for men and women. And these have potential to save, many thousands of lives. So I think one of the first things that people can do as individuals is make sure they access that opportunity to be screened.
And great advice to finish our conversation on. Professor, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Sandy.
Professor Karen Camphell, there, Director of Research at Cancer Council New South Wales.
ABC News.